Do you know every drawing in this office by heart, Mr. Johnson?
Don't be impertinent. Hmm, yes. Well, I suppose that's satisfactory.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
The assistant chief constructor will be here in 32 minutes.
The copies will be ready.
As ordered, I trust.
Exactly as ordered. Different components on different sheets to go to different workshops. So nobody knows what it is they're making bits of.
How dare you adopt that tone? You are dealing with state secrets, Mr. Cadogan West. State secrets of great value. Kindly remember the fact.
Goods acceptable, state terms, Piero.
Do you know, I believe it's getting worse. Who was it?
Special messenger. Telegram. Mm.
Something interesting. Holmes?
Well, well.
Whatever next? Whatever next, Watson?
I'm going shortly, Johnson.
Yes, Sir James.
Working dinner with Admiral Sinclair. Damn nuisance. Do you have plans for the evening?
No, Sir James. Just a quiet night at home.
Mm-hmm. What about you, young Cadogan West?
Going to the theatre, Sir James, with my young lady.
No.
We're getting married in the new year.
Oh, splendid.
In fact, sir, I've been hoping for a chance to talk to you about that.
Mr. Cadogan West, the chief does not want to hear about your financial difficulties.
I believe I'm still capable of deciding such matters for myself, Mr. Johnson. I need no assistance from my senior clerk.
Of course not, Sir James.
So, money troubles, that?
Well, a bit more is always useful, sir.
If you can't afford a wife, then don't burden yourself with one. Marriage is an expensive institution. Don't get too accustomed to evenings out at the theatre or anywhere else.
No, Mr. Johnson.
Stop depressing the man, Johnson. Not everyone regards a wife as a millstone.
Sir James.
Apply yourself to your work, West. That's the way to get on. I'm sure that you don't want to be a drawing clerk all your life.
Oh, no, sir.
Good. But as to money, I can't help you. I don't control the purse strings any more than you do, I'm afraid. Believe me, I wish I did. Well, good night.
Your response awaited. State terms. Piero.
Hmm. What does it say?
Brother Mycroft's coming round.
Oh, why shouldn't he?
It's like meeting a tram car coming down a country lane. Mycroft has his rails, and he runs on them. His lodgings in Pall Mall, the Diogenes Club, Whitehall. That's his cycle.
He's been here before. That business with the Greek interpreter.
Once, and only once. Yes, what upheaval can possibly have derailed him?
Doesn't he explain?
Where's he?
Must see you over Cadogan West. Coming at once. Cadogan West. Yeah, I've heard that name somewhere.
Hmm? Means nothing to me.
Cadogan West. I've got it.
Hmm?
It's in one of these papers. I knew it. Cadogan West was the young man who was found dead on the underground on Tuesday morning.
Cab? Cab?
He can't hear you.
Cab!
Oh, it's useless, this damn fog.
Arthur!
Sorry, but it is.
Come on. It's not that far to walk.
We might see another cab.
I doubt it. Now, come on, or we'll miss the start.
Are you going to be this masterful after we're married?
Of course.
Splendid.
It's good to hear you laugh again.
What do you mean?
You know very well what I mean. I wish you'd tell me what it is that's been bothering you. Let me help.
You can't, Violet. It's something I have to work out for myself.
Is it to do with work?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it about us? Me?
In a way.
If it affects me, don't I have a right to know?
It's work, too.
I don't understand. Tell me, Arthur. Please.
Must know your terms. Abandon doubts. Delay dangerous to us both. Piero.
That seems to be a featureless sort of case. Apparently he was killed when he fell out of a train.
No robbery, no reason to suspect violence.
There must be more to it, much more. A